The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I don't know if this is a beta male's response, but a lot. He's like trending right now with 2.something million views, and people are going crazy in his comment section. I think he's pro-feminist. I'm not sure.
Who's this guy?
His name is FaZe Biché.
FaZe Biché. What does he do? Is he a musician or something?
An actor? He's just a TikToker.
Some woke idiot?
Yeah. But ladies are loving him right now and his feedback.
I feel like a lot of guys are misunderstanding a very important point. When you and your girl are together, her brain is on D&D. Her brain is on airplane mode. What are you doing? If you're going to sit here and ask her, oh, what should we eat? What are you doing? Her brain is turned off when you're here. You're supposed to lead. Yep. You make the move. You take her out. You go buy the food.
Correct.
You go take her to the place.
Correct.
You have to have a precise, specific plan.
Correct.
For what you're doing.
Correct.
Over here asking her what you, like, hello? Should she walk you to the bathroom too?
He's not a woke
Should
kid.
She hold
like
your hand
book?
While you guys are crossing together? You are her GPS. Do you understand that? She is following you.
Yep.
It's not the other way around.
Yep.
You are her GPS.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of guys are misunderstanding.
Yeah, that was good. He wasn't woke. That's why the girls love it.
Yeah.
He sounded like it is. In other words, he's leading.
Mm-hmm. Girls are like,
he's dominating.
Yeah. He's taking charge.
Yep.
And all the girls are like, yes, I need a man like him. That's what I want.
Most guys are squishy.
Mm-hmm. And then the offended guys are just like, no, I'm not a B word. I'm not going to kiss her ass. And
oh, yeah. Those are the incels that aren't getting laid. That's their problem. They're mad. They ain't getting no trim. They ain't getting no kissy poo. And they're really pissed off about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not their fault. It's modern women.
Yeah. And he has like multiple videos just like this.
Yeah.
So
he knows he's totally right, 100% right. I agree with the whole thing.
It's funny because I've been reading the book
look at that. Caroline's learning.
Yeah, everything that he said, it's like what you said in the book. And I'm just like,
that. Caroline's like, damn, the coach knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's
got the cheat codes.
He's a 3% man, apparently.
Maybe he's a student.
Maybe he is. I should have looked that up. See if he's a follower.
Most people don't ever mention where they learn this stuff from. They just act like they just spontaneously
woke up.
Kind of like if you ever saw the new Star Wars where Rey just all of a sudden knows how to be a Jedi Master.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just, you know, pulled all this stuff out of my ass, even though I'm 20 years old. Like, yeah, you totally learned that on your own.
Yeah. There were some comments like, how did you figure this out? You figured out,
the girls were saying this?
Yeah, like you broke the key to
crack the code.
Yeah, you crack the code, and it's just like, did he though?
So far, based on that one video, he's spot on. I agree 100%. And obviously, I assume you do.
Yeah.
That's why you picked the video.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with she's on airplane mode. Like, I'm ditz. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, where are we going?
Yeah,
we
you're
eating?
Submitting. You're just saying, all right. That's why I say in my book, just show up. You know, you want her to show up, look hot, and the rest is up to you. And then eventually, you ultimately end up later in the bedroom at night and seducing her.
Yeah. And actually, I try to test it with my significant other.
Oh, shit.
And I did the GPS thing where
Let him handle everything?
No, in the book, you were saying that one of the girls were trying to tell you where to go, like turn here, turn there.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like testing it. I'm just like, oh, it's right here. I'm like, oh, it's over there. Like turn here and then slow down. And he's like,
you were trolling your man.
Yeah.
Because of the book. Oh,
and
man.
He was just like, relax.
Nice.
Like you're stressed right now. You're stressing me out.
Ooh,
like
he pushed back.
Yeah. And he was like, I got it. Don't worry about it. That's why we have phones.
And that got you kind of excited when he pushed back, didn't it?
It was funny. So I wrote it down in my notes. I'm
you
like
that though.
Yeah.
Kind of turned you on a little.
It was great.
That caused your attraction and your boyfriend to go up.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, I'll just sit here and read my book then. I didn't have to worry. Most of the time I would be on edge, like, oh my gosh, like, are they going too fast?
You feel safe trusting them now.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's good. It's a good sign. Mm-hmm. Maybe our boys turned a corner. Has he read the book?
No, but I was reading it to him.
Oh, so you were sharing stuff with him.
Yeah, I was trying to get his point of view so that I can get questions and, like, think outside of the box and see his perspective. So later on, you guys will see that little in-depth.
In the members area.
In the members area.
That'll be for paying members only. It'll be an in-depth masterclass on the book with Caroline.
It's the first time you're airing it out right now?
Well, we're just talking about it because it's one of the things we're working on. When she gets, so Caroline's going through the book and anything she's like, what? I don't agree with that. That's bullshit. And she'll highlight or whatever or go, oh, that's totally right, Corey. Mm-hmm. And then so she's coming up with a list of questions. And then so we're going to discuss them. And so it'll be kind of like a master class on the book. And obviously you get Caroline from a girl's perspective on those things. To help you deeper understand it. And it'll be in the members area.
Yeah.
On the website and probably all over social media. As long as I don't say anything too naughty in the videos.
Yeah. I think it'll be funny if I, I'm going to ask him, see if, like, can I ever, like, kind of, like, prank you and, like, prop up the phone? He won't have any idea I'm filming and do the little trolls testing and see how he reacts. And we could do, like, just an example of taking lead, blah, 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 like the GPS thing. I think that'd be funny. Blur his face, maybe.
Caroline's going to be trolling her boyfriend now, trying to see what he's made of, really tweaking his balls all the time.
Maybe I'll get views or something.
She'll be single in a week.
Don't say that. That's knock on wood. That's not real wood, huh?
It is real wood, actually.
It is?
Yep. Okay. No. He'll be throwing her back to the streets. That's it, Caroline. I don't want to deal with that boss girl.